Concluding message, President Heber J. Grant, Heber J. Grant, Conference Report, page 97, you have heard the message of the First Presidency. I think that it isn't necessary for me to add anything further. As I said yesterday at the marvelous meeting that we had in the temple, I feel that it is not wisdom for me to stay longer on account of my ill health. I appreciate the fact that you all know, as I have said so often, I know that God lives, that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, the Redeemer of the world, and that Joseph Smith was his prophet. I can say nothing more than is said in this message from the Presidency of the Church. I can only hope that the people of the world may realize the fact that we are in very deed the Church of Jesus Christ and not the Church of any man, and that there is no ambition in our hearts for personal power or prestige in the world. All that we desire is the salvation of mankind. May God help us. I never forget one little statement. I think it is in the 18th section of the Doctrine and Covenants, and if it so be that you should labor all your days in crying repentance unto this people, and bring, save it be one soul unto me, how great shall be your joy with him in the kingdom of my Father. God bless you all. Amen.